Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, bring us back, the godfather of soul. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She is one of the world's top experts on small business taxes. She actually wrote the book on that, J.K. Lasser, Small Business Taxes. And it's your complete guide. 2015 is out right now. Barbara, thanks again for being here. BarbaraWeltman.com is our website. Barbara, one of the things that my column this week is going to be on this topic, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it before while we got you here. I'm disturbed by... As the tax reform debate is starting up again, not unlike it did back in, say, the late 90s, it's heating up again. We got a presidential campaign coming up, so I'm sure it's going to be part of that. But when politicians start talking about the national sales tax or the fair tax or some of them actually say value added tax, VAT tax, that just makes me upset because getting rid of the 16th Amendment, which provides for the income tax, a VAT tax would be a disaster, wouldn't it?
Well, I think it would be a disaster on a couple of levels. I mean, one is, just selfishly as a small business owner, it would impose a burden on me. I'd be the tax collector. There'd be no IRS, there'd be me.
That's right.
You know, I don't want to do that, and I'm not compensated for it. So I think that's really a burden that small
because as the way the tax would work, folks, is a little tax is added along if you're assembling product, if you're manufacturing something, if you're making a product, every stop along in the assembly, manufacturer, supply chain, a little tax is added to it based on what you add, the value you add to the thing, and then you have to add that and then remit it, right?
Well, that's if we go with the VAT tax.
Right.
The VAT tax is the tax that's on every level of production.
Right.
If we go with the fair tax or the national sales tax, it's a consumption tax, also like a VAT tax, but it's just on the end result.
Are you saying that then on the fair on the what they call the fair tax or the national sales tax, it is no tax is paid until? Are you saying it's like a federal sales tax instead of a state and local sales tax?
It's a national sales tax that's going to be supposedly administered. I don't really get the
at
the point of sale through the states. Who then remit to the federal government?
So if you buy something for $20, and the state has 9% sales tax, state and local 9% sales tax, you pay $1.80 local state and local tax, and if the federal government has 5% fair tax or consumption tax, then you pay another 40 cents on that, right?
Correct, and it all goes to the state, and then the state sends the 40 cents to the federal.
Yeah, it'd be a dime, I guess, instead.
Whatever.
So you collect both of those taxes.
Correct.
Yeah. So either way,
it's a burden.
but even if you put the burden aside for the consumption, the VAT tax would create a remittance and a calculation nightmare for small business owners.
That's what I think.
The point of sale wouldn't be as bad, but you still have to collect and remit. But the big problem to me is that this is a way of raising more money than we already. It's almost like, you know, they wouldn't think about touching a tax increase on our income tax, but it's like they're willing to talk about another kind of tax.
Right. Well, what the idea is that the people who are pushing this are thinking that this is going to replace income tax.
Right.
But as you and I know, unless Congress is barred from imposing an income tax, like we don't have the we need a constitutional amendment to do that.
Repeal the 16th Amendment.
It'll just be two taxes instead of one.
That's exactly right. And you know what, Barbara? We don't have to go. We only have to look across the Atlantic Ocean to see what that looks like, because that movie's already been playing in Europe for decades.
You're right. You are right.
They started out with a very low VAT tax over there. Now the average in Europe is 19%. On,
so
as you point out, on top of income tax.
So watch what's being said.
Yeah. Just don't vote for people who are in favor of that. That's one thing. Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You bet.
BarbaraWealthman.com. Check out her website. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do. She'll be back another day. We won't do without Barbara for very long. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.